Good morning. Our question today is, if somebody forgot to light a Yahrzeit candle, for example, it's a yontif that we're going to be saying Yisker, and the person forgot to light the candle in advance of yontif or in advance of Shabbos that falls before the yontif, like this year for Shavuos, we have Shabbos and then yontif, so you'd have to light before Shabbos. Is it then, in such a circumstance where someone forgot, is it permitted to light the Yahrzeit candle on yontif itself? So we're going to start with a psak in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf Yudalit, that says that it ner shel batala, a ner that is batal. We'll see what that means. The hainu shein sorech lo, that means that a ner that you don't need it, it's aser ladliko, it's prohibited to light it. In other words, even though on yontif we are permitted to transfer fire from place to place, that is the case when we need the fire, that it's litzorech. But if it is not litzorech, you don't need it, and you're simply transferring fire, that is prohibited. So our question then is, what does this mean, a ner shel batala, a ner that is not litzorech, that we don't need it? So the Rishonim explain as follows, that it doesn't mean that it's talking about someone who has no need whatsoever to light a candle, because why are you lighting it then? But the kavana is that it's prohibited to light a ner shel batala. It's talking about that you have no real need for its light, but rather you lighting it for kavod. What does that mean, for kavod? So the Mishnah Berurah brings an example. You're trying to show off your wealth, so you want to light a piece of artwork or whatever it may be that you're trying to show off. So you're lighting a candle. That's not letzorach yontif whatsoever. That's letzorach yourself. That's a ner shel batala, that it has no need for lighting at an yontif, and that indeed would be prohibited. If you light a letzorach yontif, or you light it because you need the light for whatever reason, and or if you light it as letzorach a mitzvah, all of those would be valid reasons to light a candle. But stam to light it to show off, that is not a valid reason. That is a ner shel batala, and that would be prohibited to transfer fire for that purpose on yontif. So that leads to our question, how about a ner yortzeit? This is a question that's addressed by the Bir Halacha. Somebody forgot to light the yortzeit candle. Is that litzorach mitzvah? Is that litzorach yontif? Does that have a real need on yontif? Or is that simply what's the minug to do, is to light the yortzeit candle because somebody is going to be saying yisker on yontif? So the Bir Halacha says as follows, if somebody forgot to light on erev yontif the yortzeit candle, you should light it in a place. Meaning it's not the ideal thing. You should have done it before. But if you have to light it, you light it in a place that people are eating, that people are located, because it increases according the light of the light for yontif. In other words, simply lighting a yortzeit candle, that's not the best. But if we create a need for it, that it's going to add light where people are, then it's a bona fide reason to be transferring fire and lighting that candle. And he says, it's even better if you light it in the shul. That certainly removes it from the chshas, the concern that it's a ner shel batala. You're lighting it where a lot of people will benefit from the light. And the end of the day, the Bir Halacha concludes that if it's a b'shas adchak, a real need, obviously that's the minhag. People want to light the candles, the yortzeit candle and yontif. We can be lenient, afshar sheyesh lahatir, but kol kavne, we'll be permitted to light it in all circumstances, whether it's in the shul or you're leaving it at home. Why? Dehevi ke'ein ner shel mitzvah, because this really falls similar. It's similar, not exactly, but it's like a ner that's being lit for a mitzvah, because it's being lit lekavod avosav. It's being lit to show respect to the person who passed away, for the people who we are saying the yisker for, and accordingly, this is close enough to being a mitzvah that b'shas hadchak, it would be permitted to light it on yontif. Have a wonderful day.